So there's Shenpa to positive experience, Shenpa to negative experience, Shenpa to everything, really. But in meditation, I'll talk about Shenpa to positive experience and Shenpa to negative experience. If you've meditated at all before this weekend, you will recognize yourself here. You meditated and you felt a sort of settling, a sort of calmness, and a sort of sense of well-being. And maybe thoughts came and went, but they didn't hook you and you were able to come back. And there wasn't a sense of struggle. Afterwards, Shenpa. I did it right. I got it right. That's how it should always be. That's the model. And then it either builds arrogance or conversely it builds poverty mind because next session is nothing like that. So then you have the bad one, which is not bad. It's just that you sat there and you were very discursive and you were obsessing about someone at home, at work, something you have to do. You worried and you fretted and or you got into fear or anger or anyway, you were wildly discursive and you were trying to rope in this wild horse who refused to be tamed and you just felt like it was a horrible meditation session. So you have this meditation that by your standards is bad and it isn't bad. It was just what it was. But then the Shenpa, that's where we get caught. That's where we get hooked. That's where it gets sticky. That's where, well, you know, to use Buddhist language, as long as there's Shenpa, it's strengthening ego clinging. Good experience, ego gets stronger. Bad experience, ego gets stronger. Ego is sort of an abstract word to us, but Shenpa, maybe we can resonate. Good experience, Shenpa gets stronger about good. Bad experience, Shenpa gets stronger about bad. So Shenpa is sort of leading us towards what is really meant by not attached to this world. It doesn't have anything to do with this world. It has to do with Shenpa. Hooked. And all we're trying to do is not always be feeling that uneasiness. But now someone is saying, well, then the way to do it is to experience the uneasiness completely and fully without the Shenpa. Go into the present moment. Learn to stay. Learn to stay with the uneasiness. Learn to stay with the tightening. Learn to stay with the itch of Shenpa. Learn to stay with the scratching, wherever you catch it, so that this chain reaction of habituation just doesn't rule our lives and the patterns that we consider unhelpful aren't getting stronger, stronger, stronger. So in meditation, you can expect, you will see that you have Shenpa to good experience, Shenpa to bad experience, but maybe this teaching will help you to see that and have a sense of humor in it, because this is the first step, acknowledging or seeing. Because you can't have the basis to stay if you don't first see. The work we have to do is coming to acknowledge that we're tensing or that we're hooked. The earlier you catch it, the easier it is to work with it. But nevertheless, if you catch it when you're already all worked up, that's good enough. Hard to interrupt that momentum. So sometimes you go through the whole cycle. Maybe you even catch yourself all worked up and you still do it. The urge is so strong, the craving is so strong, the hook is so great, the sticky quality is so habituated, we feel like we can't do anything about it. But what you can do then is, after the fact, you go and you sit down in meditation and you rerun the story. You know, maybe you start with remembering the all worked up feeling and then you get in touch with that. So you can go into the Shenpa in retrospect. So these teachings help us to at least get a bigger perspective on what's happening. There could be 2 billion kinds of itch and 7 quadrillion types of scratching, but we just call the whole thing Shenpa. And in this way, this is what Buddhists mean when they say, don't get caught in the content. Go to the underlying hooked quality, the sticky quality, the urge there, the attachment.